when do we put our needs before our child and when do we put our child's needs before our own? You can do contact naps. Oh, those are amazing and those are beautiful and just soak them up. I mean, it's awesome the days when my husband can give me that little bit of self-care time, but when he can't, let me find it for myself and go slow and just be at their pace. Just explore and notice. And I find myself feeling... Welcome to the Slowish Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis. I'm a mama to two little girls and a parenting coach. It's become my mission to help families rekindle connection, to rebuild relationships on a foundation of safety and trust, and to give parents the tools they need to show up with empathy and compassion, no matter what situation may arise. If you are craving slowness, peace, and joy in your parenting, you've come to the right place. Alrighty, let's get into today's episode. Alrighty, on today's episode, we are talking all about how to nourish our bodies as parents. And not in the food sense, which is like, what? Isn't that what nourish your body means? Kind of. But I have found that when my body is not nourished, when I am not filling my cup and ensuring that I am able to be at my maximum capacity, right? I'm at my highest level. I really struggle to show up as the parent that I want to be. I struggle to show up with love and empathy and connection, and that can be really frustrating. And I hate that, honestly. I hate when I have to show up like that. I want to encourage you, if you are on YouTube right now and you want to learn more about how to become this parent, hit that subscribe button so you can continue receiving this content. Because the more that we are inviting ourselves into spaces where we're hearing from parents who are showing up with these qualities, they are able to be fully present. They are regulated. They're intentional. It's like, it's addictive. It's addicting. And it makes us want to do the same thing, to be the same way. And so, yeah, I encourage you to follow more like-minded people so that way you can really submerge yourself into this information, this way of living and being, so you can become the parent that you want to be. So I know that I knew that when I was creating this, I'm like, people are going to come here and think, oh, I am not here for nutrition advice. And I agree. I don't want to give anybody nutrition advice. But I did find that I was so focused on nutrition for a long time. I feel like my whole life I've been so worried about dieting and being a certain weight. And I was so concerned about how I was going to show up. And I never thought for a second about the other things that would also nourish my body. And like, to be very simple, like sleep. I hear so many of the influencers that I listen to talk about sleep. And I kind of thought it was overrated. I'm like, yeah, sleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sleep. But sleep changes everything for everybody. And so I'm beginning to learn that there is so much more than food that is impacting our bodies. And I think this is one of the biggest pieces of being a parent that is a struggle, is like, when do we put our needs before our child and when do we put our child's needs before our own? And I want to be really careful that we are not trying to put this badge of honor on ourselves by constantly showing up for our child, even in moments where it's not really a need, right? It's just kind of like, it would be really nice if mom was doing this thing right now, you know, if I need this thing. And it's not really a need, it's rather a want. And maybe we were pouring into ourselves and instead, you know, we take that time to just continually keep pouring into our child. And I want to give you this idea that, you know, I know this is not new, but it's like, we cannot pour from an empty cup. And so if you are finding yourself being quick to anger, quick to be frustrated with your kids, I think it's important to look into yourself first and say, am I getting my basic needs met? This was something that just blew my mind when I was in school, that I was not meeting my basic needs. There's a list of, I believe it's 8 needs that you need to survive. And I was not meeting one of them. You know, whether that is sleep or food or love, connection, like all these things. Like I wasn't meeting any of them. And I was chronically stressed out. Not only was I stressed out because that was just all I had known my whole life, but I was not helping myself. And so this episode really is my way of, I guess, helping people to not have to continue going down this path of, well, I don't have time for self-care. I don't have time to pour into myself. And the thing is if you love your family, if you love your kids and you want to be there for them, you want to parent them from a place of authenticity. I mean, you want to parent them from your core beliefs, what you believe as a human, then you need to pour into yourself. You need to give everything that you have to yourself, because without that, you can't do that for your kids. I also want to preface this episode by saying that I think we need to be careful of putting ourselves in a season that we are not. And my example is when we are in the newborn season, we are going to be giving all of our time, and pretty much all of our baby's needs have to go first. There is no other option, okay? And that is normal, and that's okay, and that's the way it is meant to be. But there starts to become, like, that's why they kind of grow slowly, I believe, is so that way there's this transition that starts to happen where we start to have more and more time for ourselves. And we have to be really careful to make sure that we're adjusting with that and we're not staying stuck in, not putting ourselves first. So, with that being said, I encourage you to also not get overwhelmed by doing all of these things. I'm going to be sharing 9 things with you today. And I know that it can feel overwhelming. Like, I need to do all these things and I need to. And rather, I would just like you to choose one. Just pick one thing that feels really good for your body. Like, you're like, oh, that would feel amazing if I could just do that today. Tomorrow, you know, change it up, try something else tomorrow. But yeah, really, really giving yourself that time and that energy and that space to not try to do it all, but just rather take these small little changes. You guys know I'm huge about that. It's not about changing everything today, completely turning your life upside down, but let's settle in and let's make these small changes and let's make them for good. Let's not just make them for tomorrow so that we feel better temporarily. Let's look at the long haul. Let's look at the long run and let's do what we need to do to get ourselves right. So I'm going to take a deep breath here because, man, I don't know. I feel like this episode is one that really needs to be calm and it really needs to give that space to just be. Alrighty, so the first thing that I recommend every mother do, dad too, but mom more importantly, prioritize sleep. And I had already touched on this, but I mean seriously prioritize sleep. Something I did with my second that I did not do with my first is whenever there was a nap time, I slept. From the time she was born until she was about a year old, because she was nursing through the night and I was exhausted. And honestly, she did not sleep through the night. She still really doesn't even sleep through the night. She's almost 2. But my husband has taken over doing the nighttime with her because she was keeping me up all night. And I had to make that decision of, you know, well, she was a year and a half, you know, she doesn't need to nurse at night anymore. Cardiologist says we don't need to. So I need to prioritize myself and I need to get some sleep. So I started prioritizing sleep. And it's amazing how patient and how alive and how, oh, just yummy it can feel like to get that sleep. And even now, like, there are still nights where either of the girls might need me in the middle of the night. And on those days, like, the next day, I'm like, yep, I am totally taking a nap. Like, I have to. I want to. It's going to feel really good. It's going to help my mood. It's going to, yeah, really encourage me. I had a client once tell me that their mom had, I think it was like 8 kids, something like that. And their mom took a nap every day. Everybody had quiet time while mom was napping. And mom was typically napping during the time that baby was napping. So it kind of all revolved around the youngest baby. And I loved this idea because I just thought, wow, like how awesome would it be to make sure that, you know, I am in a good spot so I can be there for my kids, you know? And so, yeah, we practice quiet time every day for my 4-year-old and my youngest still naps. So, yeah, it's really awesome to be able to have that time and carve that out. And so figure out a way to make that happen. If you can do nap time, if you can do contact naps, oh, those are amazing and those are beautiful, and just soak them up. Like, yep, they might be 3 times a day. You might not get a lot of stuff done, but that's okay. Just rest. Just rest. We'll get to that. Self-care. Okay, so a lot of what I'm sharing with you here is self-care, but do your best to carve out little moments of self-care. I actually did a whole video on how I got myself back on track. I was in just this really stressful state and I decided to do what I call a self-care day with littles around. And you're like, how does that work? And truthfully, it works like this. You give the kids whatever they need to be quiet. So you can have little pockets and little moments throughout your day of time for yourself. And I need one of those days every month or so to get myself back on track because I'll start to notice I'm starting to spiral. Something's off here and I need to do that for myself. You know, maybe a lot of times it's after like the kids have been sick. It's like I've been giving so much to them and then I've been sick and it's like I need that day, you know, maybe even 2 days to get myself that cup that's full when I can't have self-care. I also love practicing daily intentional moments of 5 to 10 seconds. And it's something like, okay, pretend like this is a coffee cup, but just like looking in your coffee cup and noticing the color of the coffee, the smell of the coffee, and how the cup feels between your hands, really bringing your body, all the senses online. And what I love is that this allows for me to do this at any moment. And usually I will try to remind myself to say something such as, this moment is for me. And reminding myself that I get these little moments throughout the day for me. When my kids do fall asleep in the car, which is very rare, but when they do, I will just keep on reminding myself, this moment is for me. This moment is for me. On those days when I, you know, need a little extra self-care, yeah, I might take the kids for a drive and let them fall asleep in the car and get them a cake pop, you know, when they wake up and drive home and, you know, like just, yeah, like really trying my best to get myself that time, even when I don't have it. Because I myself am a morning person and I would love to have every morning self-care where I can, you know, read my Bible and get ready and be up for 2 hours before the kids get up. But my kids co-sleep and it's not exactly an option. And that's okay. It's normal. It's biologically normal. You know, I'm loving the book that I'm almost done with at this point. It's called How the Eskimos Keep Their Babies Warm. And just learning how biologically these things are normal has really helped me to say, yeah, this is a season and I get to be a mom. I get to be in this season, and I will find time for self-care. I mean, it's awesome the days when my husband can give me that little bit of self-care time, but when he can't, let me find it for myself. Let me carve out those 3 minutes just to be, just to enjoy. That's what it's really about. Okay, number three. Get something for you. So I think so often we are worried about, like I said, our child. What snacks are they wanting? What foods are they enjoying? You know, if you have a picky eater, that can be especially hard. Maybe it's when you go to the library. Something new that I have been doing is when I go to the library with my girls, I used to only get them books, and now I'm getting, I actually just recorded this episode, so it'll already be out by the time this one is, but it's the, let me see if I can do this without you guys seeing the address of where I live, no, the library, but yeah, the book of Huga, it's called My Huga Home. This book I love, because if you look inside here, if you're on YouTube, you can see, but it's got short pages with lots of pictures, and I can use this when I want to scroll on my phone, or I want to, you know, have a moment to myself. Like maybe the kids, like honestly, I read a lot when the kids are outside playing. I spend like an hour in the afternoon and they feel like I'm super present because I'm able to keep picking my head up. I'm not having to read like chapters at a time, and there's lots of pictures, and the kids even love reading it. But what I love is this book is for me. It's not for anybody else but me. And it's something that I really love, and it's what I enjoy. So I've been finding a, I think they call them conversational books, but a book, like a coffee table book, to keep on my counter every month and to thumb through. I think next month I'm going to do a gardening one because it's spring. So yeah, I think that would be fun. But yeah, find something for you. Maybe it's a new tea at the grocery store. Doesn't have to be anything big. Doesn't have to be, you know, you go and get a coffee for yourself every day. It can be little, but finding something that is for you is really, really helpful to let yourself know that you matter. That you matter, really. I don't know where I was going with that. Okay, the next thing is to practice rest. There is a reason why God worked for 6 days straight, and on the seventh day he rested. And what makes me immune to that? Like, why am I not supposed to rest? I really struggle to rest. Being an entrepreneur, and I've had multiple businesses in my life. My parents were entrepreneurs, and it's just in me just to do. And it's like the more I do, I think that I believe that I'm going to be more productive, and I'm not. I'm really not. And so it's part of why I named this channel Slowish Parenting, because, you know, I want to be slow. I really want to be slowed. And yet it's hard with kids. It's hard to just be able to just be sometimes, because they're constantly needing things and there's, you know, meltdowns happening and whatever. But it's like doing my best to just find moments to rest. And I think when we rest, truly rest, by the way, not sleep. I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking like we take Sunday just to be, you know. I'm not cooking. I'm not, you know, and yes, that has to be very intentional by the way. To have rest. I actually love Madison Gray's most recent podcast. I say most recent. It's like most recent while I'm recording this podcast episode on rest. I will link it below. But she talks about being really intentional about like creating these times of rest and preparing for them. And I think we need to do that. I think that we need to do that if we want to have true restorative rest. So yeah, let's practice more of that. So I already kind of hinted at this, but number five is to slow down. Slow everything down. Like, let's slow down how fast we talk. Let's slow down our schedules. Let's let go of, yeah, all the go here in the U.S. That's what we love to do. We pride ourselves on how fast we can go, how much we can get done. And honestly, something I've been loving is just sitting outside, watching my girls play, having my book, having some tea. I love having some tea, sometimes coffee, and just letting things come and go and flow and just being slow. I used to really get frustrated when my oldest was, I don't know, about 2 years old, 2-3 years old, and she would be slow when we were walking, and I would keep saying, come on, Em, you know, you got to keep up, come on, Em. And maybe that was my invitation to slow down. Maybe it was my invitation to just be with her. Let's just see what she's up to. Let's see what she's interested in. And instead of just being so worried about go, 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 go. And I find that when I actually am slow, I'm finding rest in between there. And I feel more fueled. I feel more filled. I feel like I'm able to give, you know, the best to my children, be able to be there. And honestly, I think we have a lot less hiccups because I'm being really intentional. I'm connecting with them and my priorities are much different. Number six is releasing trauma and stress. And, you know, this is not just by going to a therapist, which is really awesome, by the way. I've been going to therapy for 8 years and I love it. I now just kind of go on a monthly basis just as kind of like maintenance, I guess. But I recently, in the last few months, found somatic exercises. I've talked about it a little bit here on the channel. And I love, 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 love somatics. I've found huge trauma releases. But I've found that the more I do them, and consistently, by the way, that I do them, I'm able to rest more. My nervous system is definitely more regulated. I find it easier to slow down, and overall I feel better. So if you have not heard of somatics, I will link, one of my favorite channels is The Workout Witch, and so I'll link that below as well. But I really, really think that that can be huge and transformational and really help you to fully nourish your body, because I don't think that when we have icky stuff in our body that we're able to be able to, you know, perform at our highest level. Next thing is talk to another adult. So if you are a stay-at-home parent, you totally get this. We can seclude ourselves, not because we want to, but because it's what's easiest. And myself, I don't really have a lot of friends since we moved here. I really wanted to make more friends, and I hope that I can in, you know, future years. But I do have friends that I have been friends with for years that we voice message. And just hearing another friend, another mom, another adult, just talk about real life and talk about things and not have to like talk about like, you know, how big the little poopy was and why I didn't wipe my butt and, you know, like all the things toddlers like talk about. You're like, what? Why? Why are we talking about this? And just being able to have normal, I say normal conversation, but adult conversation is so healing. So make that phone call, send that voice message. I love voice messages. If you don't utilize those on your phone, they're awesome. You can always, if you have an Android, you can always get apps like Voxer or something like that. But I just use the iPhone Messenger app and we just, we voice message. And it's like you're talking, but you can get to it in your own time. So it's really nice. I really enjoy that. Number eight is taking your walk slow. So I had mentioned slowing down earlier, but I intentionally find that when I am taking a walk with no agenda, it's like I mentioned, like my daughter, when she was walking really slow and it would irritate me. I now am looking forward to when my youngest is able to sustain a walk and go slow and just be at their pace. Just explore and notice. And I find myself feeling so much more gratitude because I'm able to see all the things around me that I wasn't able to see when I was going at that fast pace. You know, something that I love are birds. I love seeing the birds and listening to the birds. And so I can do that when I'm slowing down on a walk. But when I'm going really fast and trying to get a workout in and keep the kids entertained, I'm feeling frustrated rather than really like it's healing my body and healing my soul. Number nine, I think might be the most important of all of them. And it's to pray and to meditate. That has been crucial for me. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be straight up honest with you. Prayer has kind of been one of these journeys for me. I will find myself in seasons where I just pray all the time. It feels like I'm praying all day. And then there's other seasons where it's like, have I prayed in 3 days? I can't remember when I prayed last, you know? And I want you to know that that's normal. And I'm not saying that it's okay, I guess, to not pray. You know, that's not what I'm saying. But that there are seasons, like especially when you're bringing home a newborn, and if you have older children, you know, you have a lot going on. It's normal to have prayer be something that isn't at the forefront of your mind right now. And, you know, when you do think of it and when you do have those moments where you get to be intentional, let's be intentional and pray. You know, it doesn't have to be a long prayer, but it can be simple. I love meditating as well. I love just being still. So I actually really had a hard time with meditation. I like really thought it would be useful for my anxiety back when I was really struggling with that. But being within my own body and my own hearing my own voices was really scary. So I started doing body work. And this was something, it's kind of like massage. And it was great because the girl would talk to me every so often. So it wasn't like I was by myself. And she was working out my body. And yeah, it was a really cool experience. And so I encourage you, if you're struggling with that, maybe finding something like body work that can help you to start moving the trauma, moving the tension, moving all of that through your body while also giving you the ability to be with your own thoughts, be with yourself. And I know how hard that can be. So with all of that being said, as you can see, nourishing your body is huge. It's a huge part of us being able to show up as the parent that we want to be, we are made to be, that we can be, but it's a very intentional work. And so I encourage you to just choose one thing to do today. Even if it's just 1 second of holding your coffee cup and taking a sip and saying, oh my gosh, this is the best coffee ever. something so simple, and start being just a little bit more intentional about nourishing yourself. And I guarantee you, you're going to see a difference. You're going to see a difference in who you are, how you feel, how your kids perceive you, how others perceive you. It's really freeing. So anyway, alrighty guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have a way that you love nourishing your body that I did not mention here, I encourage you to comment below. I'm wanting to add some more things to my toolbox of how I can nourish myself that's not food. So yeah, I would love that. But anyhow, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and happy parenting.